The flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we're going to start with board president comments, and in her absence, I'm just going to mention, if I could, the fact that our kids that went to D.C. had some pretty glowing reviews from their chaperones. That was really nice to see. Really happy for the whole community to have people speak about our students like that. That was pretty impressive. There's some other stuff going on that we'll visit as that comes up throughout the rest of the course of the meeting. Has anybody else got any comments? Board members got anything at all?
No.
Okay. So, I guess that kind of brings up superintendent comments, Mr. D.
Yeah, it's just to reiterate what Chris just mentioned. Kids had a great time on their trip. I actually had a conversation with Congresswoman Stefanik. She said it was really a pleasure to see and meet with our kids. She brought them on a tour and actually got them into the Library of Congress this year when it was completely empty. So they had unfettered access in the Library of Congress, which was pretty cool. So good experience for our kids. They saw a lot of great sights, and it was a fantastic trip. We've got a lot of planning going on right now for the prom. Kids are looking forward to that. Sign-ups are occurring. Kids are buying tickets. So big event. Kids are really looking forward to it. Vegas night, right?
Yeah.
It's the theme this year, so it'll be exciting for the kids. Spring sports are underway. Kids have been working hard. Good to see them outside practicing, utilizing the gym space, and we're looking forward to a successful season. And that's what I have for now.
Okay, any old business? Board and staff reports?
Okay, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and the documentation as written.
Make a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Lachapelle?
Second.
A second from Mrs. Ryan's wife, Mrs. Newell. I'm sorry, I know you don't like that.
Okay. I'll let him know you said that.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the Board of Education minutes from March 21st of 2022.
Make a motion.
Mr. Pratt? Yeah.
Second.
We got a vote on that?
I got it.
Second.
Nope. We didn't vote on that. All in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor on the treasury report?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I apologize.
Sorry.
And the motion stands by Mr. Pratt?
Yes.
And second by Mrs. Norton?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the audit and finance notes from March 21st, 2022 as well.
Okay. Can I get a motion on that?
Go ahead.
I'll make
it. Mr. Pratt?
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any discussion on that at all? And finance notes? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE CPSE minutes. Mr. Montville has been busy conducting annual reviews from February 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, March 14th, as well as April 8th.
Can I get a motion on those minutes?
Mrs.
Newell? Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lachapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Appointments, I have been asked to separate one out, so with the board's approval, I'd like to go through the rest. Everybody comfortable with that?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
I would like to recommend the board take action to appoint Mr. Matt Sears to the position of groundskeeper maintenance helper. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. Mike Hilder to the position of substitute bus driver. Ms. Megan Ellis to the position of teacher aide. The permanent appointment of Michaela Netto to the position of as she's completed her probationary position. The permanent appointment of Sarah Gordon to the position of teacher's aide. I'd also like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. Jake Savin to the position of modified track and field coach. We've also got our teachers lined up for our elementary summer school program. Jen Boutan is lead teacher, Haley Cool, Samantha Sherrill, and Rachel Lavin as teachers. Maya Touchette would be working as our aide, and then Stacy Trevelyan and Heather Gordon would be used as substitutes in the event that one of our teachers was unavailable to come in on a given day. I'd also like to recommend Sarah Siebel and Lexi Parker to the position of kinder camp teacher. And I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Heather Morcombe as our chairperson and chief inspector for the upcoming election, Penny Hollister for election inspector, Beth Downing as election inspector, and Jackie Dockham as election inspector.
Can I have a motion on those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle?
Second.
Second. Mr. Mullen?
We have it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
I would like to recommend to the board to approve Mr. Virgil McDonald to the position of cleaner, effective April 12, 2022.
Can I get a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Well, what was that again?
Yep.
As what?
Virgil McDonald is a cleaner.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mr. Pratt made the motion. Can I get a second?
Second,
Mrs. Newell.
We'll
all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed, Mr. LaChapelle. Motion carries.
We have a couple of resignations. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. Chris Schuyler's resignation from the position of special ed teacher effective April 28th of this year. The resignation of Mrs. Jody Eddy from the position of cleaner, effective April 1st. She will continue to work in the cafeteria as a food service helper. And then with regret and with thanks, I would like to recommend to the board for the purpose of retirement, the resignation of Joan Deichel for the position of teacher's aide, effective April 18, after 32 years in the district.
Wow.
Wow. That's a long time.
Do we recognize that, though?
Usually.
Mrs. Newell.
Second.
Yeah, we draft a letter, a little certificate. Thank you.
It's a long time.
It is.
Yeah. Position like that.
Any discussion on those at all? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. Taylor Cook's leave of absence from on or about May 8th until on or about May 20th. He'll be taking some time to spend with his new baby and wife.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Newell?
I'll second.
Mr. Pratt? Any discussion?
Yep. Is he getting paid for that?
He can utilize his sick time.
Yep.
For the time that he's out. It's through FEMLA.
Yep.
So he has the ability to take that time.
Yep. Anything else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
And I would like to recommend the extension of leave for Mrs. Brianna Gates through Tuesday, April 12th of this year.
Motion?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Norton? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
This year, we utilized one snow day of the four that we had in our schedule. That said, what we have kind of historically done was give a snow day give back, and I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve May 27th as that snow day give back day for the district, which would give folks a four-day weekend for Memorial Day.
Nice.
Motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Newell, second?
I'll second.
Mr. Pratt? Any discussion?
Yep. Everybody getting paid for that, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's already contractual, so they get paid for the time already, yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's nice to be getting back to a little bit of normalcy. With that said, given the fact that the rules and guidelines for COVID have been substantially relaxed, we do have an application from Step in Time Dance Studio to utilize our senior high school June 1, 3, and 4 for their dance rehearsals and recital. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that building use. Motion? Mrs. Newell, second?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Norton, any discussion?
Is that like a rented type of thing, or how does that work?
Yes, we have a document that outlines the associated costs for each of our spaces within the district. Okay. So that time is then calculated by the business office, and we send a bill okay. to those outside organizations that use the facility. Anything else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carries.
All right. We do have an aging and dilapidated grade 4 reading curriculum that we would like to dispose of. So I would like to recommend the board take action that we dispose of that grade 4 reading curriculum. Motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Newell? Second, Mrs. Norton? Any discussion?
Is there any way that we could donate these books to maybe the Amish or someone else?
Yeah, I actually speak with them pretty regularly in regard to different things that we're disposing. So if it's something they can utilize or would be interested in, yes. And we also have a couple of different pipelines to be able to send it to some other impoverished areas.
Okay, good.
To be able to be used. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Each year by April 1, families who have children that are attending schools outside of the Whitehall School District that are parochial in nature and are within 15 miles of our school district have the opportunity to apply for district transportation to and from that school. We do currently have 6 students that are seeking transportation to Truthville Christian Academy for the 22-23 school year. Motion to approve those transportation contracts?
So moved.
Mrs. Thornton, a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We also have a couple of different transportation contracts I've made mention to the board on a couple of occasions. We've got some students that are currently living out of district. For reasons outside of their control. As such, we are struggling to get these students to and from school, so we are looking to contract with one parent that is listed in your agenda to get that student to and from school, and then looking to contract with Durin student transporters to get another family to and from school.
Outside the district, I would assume?
Yes.
Okay.
And why, not that it's my business why they live outside the district, but if they moved elsewhere, why are we still responsible for this?
Because sometimes families are forced to move through reasons outside of their control that are directly involved with county and state agencies.
I got it. Okay.
Motion to approve?
So.
Go ahead, Pat. I'll second it.
Mrs. Norton?
So
Mr. Pratt, seconds? Yep. Any discussion?
Yes, on the one that's going to be transporting, what's the insurance coverage on that? That is a company.
Durin Transportation is a company, and they cover the insurance.
Right, but the one person there, you said?
That's a parent.
The parent, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anything else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay. We have a resolution before the board to work with Municipal Advisor Services as part of our upcoming. Did I skip one?
Yeah. Budget approval?
Ballot.
Ballot. Okay, yes, I did. That's a big one that I skipped, too.
Yeah, I know that
one. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the draft ballots for the annual meeting, budget vote, and election, which is coming up on May 17. Motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Mrs. Newell, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Back to Municipal Advisor Services. I would like to recommend the board take action to appoint Municipal Advisor Services, working with Bernie Donegan. He's a gentleman that we've been working with all along through our building project. Do you have anything you'd like to add to this for clarification, Lori?
No, they're just there managing their bond, which is what we're in the process of converting over for the $16 million of the project that's completed. And then we're going to note $2 million to until the district determines what our next capital project will be. So we'll continue to partner with them as our financial advisors.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second? Mr. Pratt?
Yep.
Thank you.
Sorry, who was first?
Mr. LaChapelle.
Thank you.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right. I would like to recommend or take action to approve the property tax report card. Very happy to see things playing out extremely well there. With the budget, we are looking at a 0% levy increase.
Can I get a motion?
No.
Mrs. Newell. And a second?
Second.
Mr. Mullen. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
All right. Everyone has had the opportunity to review the budget that's been shared out with you. We're looking at a 0% tax increase. There with a reeval that's occurring in Dresden, exactly how that's going to play out, we don't know. However, the school district is not looking at incurring any additional expenses for our community for the 22-23 school year. With that said, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the budget.
Motion to approve the budget?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion at all on that?
Yes, I have a very good talk with Lori. She feels very comfortable by going with what we're doing by not raising the taxes. Because it doesn't hurt to keep them taxes going up just a little bit to keep ourselves out of water. But she feels comfortable for another year that we'd be okay with what we're doing. So I feel good that I spent some time with Lori. And I feel comfortable by taking what we are out of the fund balance to do what we got to do and still be on a safe note for next year, so we ain't got to jump the taxes 10%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been through that before. But,
yeah.
As long as Lori and Mr. D feel comfortable by using our fund balance, I'm for it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Carries.
Just a quick item of information. Each year on April 26th, boards of education throughout New York State need to have a brief meeting to review and approve the BOCES budget. The 26th is going to be the Monday that we return from recess. And we typically have our meeting in the morning.
Tuesday,
I'm sorry. We typically have our meeting in the morning, usually around 7:30. And I'm wondering if we might be able to get a quorum together that early on Tuesday morning, the 26th.
I won't be available.
Okay.
I would have to, Pat, if we could, move it to 7:15 because I got to be in Fort Edward by 8.
Will 7:15 work for you? Okay.
6 will work for me.
That's all right, everybody.
Yep.
You know.
Anyone?
I could be. I have to be in Castleton by 8, so.
It's literally usually a 5 to 10 minute meeting.
Then I can do it.
Great. Yeah.
How many do you need?
5.
5?
Yep.
I'll do it.
I can do it if you need me to. Okay. And then between Frank and
Rocks,
I'm sure we'll get somebody. All right, so 7:15. I will send a reminder to everyone.
Yeah, do that.
April 26th, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Okay. Adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Newell, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, everyone. Much appreciated.